in the archive on WGTD.org, so you can listen to it if you missed any portion or you want to hear one of the candidates again. Thank you. This is Karen Sconzert, your host.
I'm Jim McClure. Today we're discussing the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, a statewide event that's taking place right in our listening area outside Lake Geneva in the township of Lynn, specifically the Snun Farms of Zenda, Wisconsin, just above the Illinois border. And the event takes place July 19th through the 21st. And the person in charge of bringing in all the volunteers necessary is Colleen Lesniak with Walworth County. And Colleen Lesniak, welcome to Community Matters. And as this airs, it's the day after April Fool's, but no fooling. What you've been planning for some time is actually coming to pass, isn't it?
That's right, Jim.
How long have you been working on this?
Well, we're going into our third year of planning for Farm Tech Days.
And when did you first get the word that you were going to be involved in this, that under the volunteer umbrella this was partially your baby?
Well, Peg Reedy, who you'll be talking to soon, asked me to be on the executive committee. I work with volunteers in my regular job for the county, Walworth County, and so it just was a good fit for me to be on the executive committee as their volunteer recruiter and volunteer coordinator.
How many people are expected overall when this event comes to pass?
How many volunteers or how many attendants?
Both.
Okay. Well, historically, it's been 45,000 people, roughly, and so we're expecting between 10 and 15,000 a day for the three-day event. We are also probably going to have about 1,000 volunteers at the event each day, roughly.
And how far along are you in getting the volunteers that you need to work this?
We're doing pretty good. We have several committees that have a number of people who have been planning and committed to this project for a good year now, and they are doing very well at recruiting their own volunteers for different things. I look at myself as kind of like an HR department of volunteers. They'll give me the applications. I'll put them together into an Excel spreadsheet and then pass on those information, contact information, to the committees that need them.
And did you say 1,000 volunteers?
That's my goal, Jim.
Where on earth are they coming from, knowing that the site in Zenda is just, you know, a mile or two from the Illinois border? Are you recruiting from both sides of the Illinois-Wisconsin border, or where are these people coming from?
Well, mostly from Walworth County, but we do have quite a big number of volunteers coming from Burlington and Racine and Kenosha County as well. A lot of folks also are signing up who have done past shows and who have volunteered at past shows, and they're going to be helping out as well.
If you have an interest in agriculture, if you work in agriculture, if you have some affinity to the area, this has to be a wonderful way to not only volunteer but prepare for a career or help foster the cause of agriculture.
Absolutely, and not only agriculture, but it's just a wonderful way for families to come out. We'll have wonderful activities for children and entertainment. We have an equine area that'll be kind of neat for families. So there's going to be a lot to do for folks who are not so much in the agriculture, but want to learn about it. So that's going to be kind of a neat way. I must say that volunteers, though, if you are interested in volunteering, we're looking at 14 years and older as a volunteer. And, of course, the volunteers do get free admission to the event as well as a T-shirt.
And how did you find a family that was willing to put this big an enterprise on their property?
Well, there is an application process, and they had to meet certain requirements for the farm to be a host farm. And so once some applications came in, there was a committee that went through them and then chose the best one that had a good traffic flow around, good streets that can get attendees to come to it, as well as the acreage that was needed for Tent City.
In the line of getting volunteers, I imagine some jobs you have to sell a little bit to people and some you don't. How has this been as far as getting people in and their enthusiasm level?
Well, that's a good question. Some jobs are sitting jobs. For example, we have information booths. So some of those more cush jobs are going fast. The ones that we really have to promote and really get going on is setting up. I mean, we're looking at not just the 3 days, but we're looking at having volunteers 2 weeks before the show setting up on the grounds. And so then during the 3 days, one of the other big ones that we're recruiting for is parking. So we'll need quite a few volunteers to help get you know, the cars into the parking lot in a kind of a nice manner versus just find your own spot.
And I think I read this is a 3,000 acre farm, so you've got the room for parking and 3,000 acres all within a 10-mile radius of his farm that he farms. Anyways, it's a pretty big wide open area down there. You're fairly close to Lake Geneva and the northern part of Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely. You figured if you had 10 to 15,000 people a day coming, you're going to have maybe that many cars. So, yeah, there's going to be definitely large areas for parking. We'll have handicap parking, some VIP parking. But, yeah, that's going to be right in the fields as well.
I'm thinking this has to be a little bit like putting on a country rock concert or Woodstock or something, but I imagine you wouldn't have some of the law enforcement or other concerns. I imagine you do have to work pretty closely with the Sheriff's Department, though, for traffic control and other things. What kind of folk attend this sort of event? I imagine pretty peaceable, interested, happy people.
Right. Yeah, it's only a daytime event, 9 to 4 each day. It's open is the hours are 9 to 4. The people that I've seen in past shows have been families, farmers, people who work on farms, people who work in the industries, but just a wide range. Like I said, we're trying to recruit to not only farmers but for people who are you know, family-oriented, people who just want to know a little bit more where their food comes from, people who, and also recruiting from the Illinois side as well. We're trying to do some marketing down there for the show.
Mm-hmm. And with Farm Technology Days, there's also, I suppose, the technology element. Do you end up getting a lot of people who, you know IT or know manufacturing technology or agricultural technology to keep all the machinery and demonstrations going?
Well, I know Peg Reed can talk about that. She's mm-hmm. our ag agent for the county, and she'll be talking about. But we do have a newer tent in the area. It's called Innovation Square, and there's going to be the newest of new technology highlighted in this special area called Innovation Square.
If someone is interested in volunteering, how do they get in touch with you or with the committee?
Well, we have a website, and the application is on there. So that's WI, and then Farm Technology Days, all one word, .com. But if you wanted to call me directly and I can send you an application or email it to you, my direct line is 262-741-4223. And we can get you signed up over the phone as well.
And again, your biggest need right now, the volunteer that that has some kind of specialty or whatever that you have to search a little harder for.
Well, we were just talking about volunteers who can unload trucks for us, get some equipment off these trucks that are coming in. I think the ideal candidate for someone who maybe is newly retired, has the availability to be there all 3 days, help with the setup. In terms of, you know, we're looking for people to mow the grass to get ready for the show, putting up the fence. I mean, those type of things are definitely jobs that we'll be needing to fill leading up to the show as well.
And the show itself, the date is going to be?
July 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And now with Bill Thompson of the fundraising end of the Farm Technology Days. Bill, what funds were to be raised? Where do you come into this whole enterprise?
Well, the executive committee has established a budget to put the show on. The total budget's in excess of $1.5 million, but our sponsorship fundraising goal was about $500,000, which... is split about equally between cash sponsorships and in-kind donations of equipment primarily that we need to put on the show. We have a fairly substantial amount of requirement in order to get the show up and running, and so we needed this cash up front. If all goes according to plan and the weather is good and we get a good turnout, there is an admission fee for the attendees of the show of $6. We should end up with excess money once that we collect that money during the show, and all of those dollars will be returned to the youth and ag programs here in Walworth County.
You know, it's easy for people to tend to think of Walworth County originally only as, you know, a great tourist site, an interesting place to go in the towns that are here. We don't realize sometimes until you drive an extra 5 or 10 miles how much agriculture is around us, how vital it is to Walworth County. And it certainly more than qualifies as being an agricultural showplace for the entire state for the first time now with Farm Technology Days in its 63 years.
Yeah, it really does. I don't think a lot of people do realize how much agriculture actually is here. And the site of the show is centered right in a little pocket of a huge amount of dairy production. There are, I think, 8 or 9 very large dairies all within about a 2-mile radius there that is pretty amazing. It's certainly the largest collection of dairy cattle in Walworth County and I think probably in much of southern Wisconsin.
So pretty exciting for America's Dairyland. The essential capital of it is going to be here in Walworth County in Zenda for the next, these 3 days in July that are coming up. What was the first piece of the puzzle that you had to put together as far as who you first reached out to help make this event a reality?
Well, the first thing I did, when I was contacted by Jim Stoll, the chairman of the executive committee, about being heading up the fundraising group, I had to put together a committee of fundraisers. And I think if I remember correctly, we met the first meeting of the committee was in either December of 2013 or January of 2014, and we've been meeting every month since then. We had to put together a list of potential sponsors. I was very fortunate and able to recruit a number of people that know a lot of people and a lot of businesses in the area. And we came up with a pretty substantial list, and we started reaching out to those companies and individuals and telling them our story and getting them on board as sponsors.
How does the mix work out for the sponsorship? How much of it is from the local area here? How much is statewide or sponsors that are active in agriculture that are from different parts of the country?
There's a pretty good mix. I would say it's probably about a third of the total would be national companies. Another third is probably more regional, state or regional companies. And then about a third are local. A lot of Walworth County and surrounding counties participating.
Let's instill into this conversation a little Chicago value of what's in it for me. I want to start with, first of all, the host, the family. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. The Snudden family or the Snudden Farms. Why on earth would you want thousands of people tramping all through your dairy farm?
Well, I think I know that Steve Snudden, the owner operator of the farm, has been asked that question, and I think some days he wonders himself why he said yes. But the opportunity to showcase agriculture and the good things about food production, and there's a lot of people that have concerns about the quality of their food, and to be able to go out and actually see where it's being produced and see all of the safeguards that go into producing healthy food is something that we want the general public to be aware of, and I think that was part of his motivation.
Yeah, now, the technology, one immediately thinks of either robots or automatic milkers or whatever, but there's an awful lot of sophistication in agriculture. It's not just Johnny Appleseed spreading some seeds in the countryside. What have you learned about agriculture technology and the future from your involvement in getting together with all these partners?
Well, I've learned that there are new things coming out every day. It's amazing how many new technologies are being introduced on a regular basis. I grew up on a dairy farm, but nothing like this one. it's a long way from what I grew up with in terms of technology. And as Colleen had mentioned earlier about Innovation Square, some of the new and the latest cutting-edge things that are coming out are just somewhat mind-boggling that we're at that point that we can apply the latest technologies to the farming practices. It's amazing.
And with all the concerns we have about, ecology, best practices, sustainable farms, the quality of the food we're getting, I mean, technology is playing a more crucial role than ever in bringing people the quality of farm products that they want.
Absolutely, it's very important. I think that people understand that the attention to the safety and quality of food is very much in the forefront of the producers and of their food today.
Now, at this point, with about 3 months to go before the event, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days starts July 19th to 21st. How much more do you have to do as far as the fundraising of your pie chart? How much have you filled in so far, would you say?
We have just about all of the cash contributions that we had set as a goal accomplished. We still have a few, and almost every day I'm learning there's a few more pieces of equipment or this or that, another detail, or somebody's come up with a new thing that, oh, yeah, we need this to do that. So we're still looking for people to provide some of those things rather than have to go out and buy them or rent them or whatever.
Does much public funding go into this, or are there any grants involved? What's the county's stake in this?
The county was very generous in providing cash loans up front to get us started until the money started coming in. So they kind of gave us the get off the ground cash.
And do you see yourself as the money man? Do you see
benefits down the line where Walworth County is going to get exposure throughout the state and throughout the country as a result of its participation in this?
Oh, we expect that very much so. As we market this throughout southeastern Wisconsin, northeastern Illinois, that's where the primary focus of marketing is going to take place. There will be a lot of non-farm people, as well as farm people, that are going to be hearing about what's going on in Walworth County, and we hope that a lot of them come to see it. We're also going to be targeting the tourist visitors to Walworth County, and hopefully while they're here visiting, they'll come out and see the show as well and learn some more about farming and agriculture. The city folk that oftentimes don't have an opportunity to really get on a farm and see firsthand what's going on there, and I think there'll be a lot of interest in coming out to see it.
You know, the interesting thing for me has always been, especially as someone who was more of a city mouse than a country mouse, of going to the Walworth County Fair, which is a very large event here, come Labor Day every year, is when they have the farm tour. After I think it's after the dairy breakfast usually when you do it. This, as much as it's an agricultural insider event for people to learn, to see and swap and learn technologies, for the person who's totally uninitiated in a farm, it's got to be almost like going to a World's Fair or seeing just a style of life you're unaware of.
It really is, and we will have a tour of the dairy operation. They'll be able to see cows being milked and how the cows are cared for and fed and so forth, as well as another separate unit that has all of the baby calves up to full-grown young stock. And that will be one tour, and there's another tour that will be going to see a very modern grain buying, grain handling operation that's very modern, a lot of technology being used there. They'll be able to visit that. But in addition to that, another amazing thing, I think, for people that are non-farm is to be able to go out to the field demonstrations. They'll be combining wheat, baling the straw, actually reseeding that ground for the next crop following during that three-day period. They'll also be harvesting hay, and they'll be demonstrating some of the biggest and newest and latest in technology of all of those pieces of equipment from a whole wide variety of companies that have that equipment to offer.
As far as some of the creature comforts, what's going to be there as far as is there going to be an opportunity for people to purchase food to eat, see any special fun demonstrations apart from technology?
There will be a lot of other opportunities like that. The Youth Village is going to have just tons of activities for kids. They've got, I believe they have 8 different tents that will have different events. I know they've got a tractor simulator. Kids will be able to get in like a real tractor and how to drive the thing. No, it's not a tractor. It's just the cab of a tractor with a movie screen that makes it look like you're actually driving through the field. There'll be lots of other activities for the kids. It's a great youth village. There'll be programs in the Family Living Center. There'll be programs in the educational tent area. And many of those would appeal to non-farm people. In addition to that, food is going to be very, I think, a little bit unique from other shows in that our food committee here is doing everything they can to make all of the food, Walworth County locally grown food, rather unique menus of things that they're putting together. I know they're going to have a bratwurst of the day each day, but they have a number of other kinds of foods that have never been offered at other farm tech shows that will be locally grown products.
So very much a family event. You'd encourage families to come out as well as, you know, interested, agriculture people and residents.
Oh, absolutely. There also is a mercantile tent that will have a lot of crafters and all kinds of things available, as well as just a wide range of companies that have products and information available for the general public.
Bill, could you give me a little history of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, how important it is to the state, and how it ended up coming here, of all places?
This will be the 63rd year that it's been held, and it really was started originally. It was called Farm Progress Days. And there are some other states that still do have shows that they call Farm Progress Days. Wisconsin's changed the name to Farm Technology Day to more adequately describe, I think, what we're really focusing on, and that is the newest technology. It really allows the merchants in agriculture to display some of the newest things. It allows the educational institutions in the state an opportunity to show some of the newest and best things that are happening. So it really puts agriculture on display. It brings money into the area. Obviously, if you get that many people coming into the area, it's going to have a very favorable economic impact on the entire county. People staying, we'll have a lot of people here staying for 2 or 3 weeks, setting up and operating the show and taking down, and obviously eating at local establishments and filling up their cars with gasoline, and so there'll be a major impact to the county as a result of the show.
How closely have you worked with some of the local tourism authorities to make this a destination this summer, along with everything else that the county has to offer?
Well, I know we have a public relations promotions committee that is working very closely with the Chamber of Commerce's in all of the cities in Walworth County, as well as the County Visitors Bureau getting the story out about what is going to be happening here in July.
Bill, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. And before you go, I want to ask you, what's the biggest need for anyone listening in terms of fundraising? What's the last part of the puzzle that would help you complete this mission?
Obviously, we can always use more dollars, because if we can't get the equipment that we need, we can always buy it or rent it. But I think right now what I'm still working on are some fairly large forklifts to unload and load semis with all of the equipment that will be coming in. We're building up a loading dock, and we'll have a lot of equipment to unload and put back on when we tear the city down. We're building a 60-acre city out in the middle of a hayfield, and so it will be put up and then taken down in a relatively short period of time. It's pretty amazing.
Are you going? I'm always intrigued by the railroads that go through, and there's a pretty clear line there in Zenda. Will anything come in by rail car by any chance?
I don't know that for a fact. There may be some of the equipment may be shipped by rail and then hauled up to the site. I'm not sure.
But that brings up an interesting point: is our location here very close to interstates that crisscross the state that lead into Illinois? The location has to be great for the logistics of getting everything you need here.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons, I think, for the selecting the site that was selected, is that it does lend itself quite well transportation-wise.
You're listening to Community Matters on WGTD-FM out of Kenosha on 91.1 FM here in Elkhorn, from where we're holding our conversations today, on 101.7 FM, Lake Geneva, 103.3 FM, and, of course, WGTD.org. on the internet, on your gateway to public radio. Peg Reedy, how long have you been working on this this process for Farm Technology Days? I suppose you want to start with forever. It looks like you're pretty busy right now.
Well, I think the craziness has definitely begun in earnest now, but we started working on Farm Technology Days 3 years ago when, about this time, when we applied to host Farm Technology Days. Obviously, we need that time frame to start looking at a crop rotation because our big tent city needs to be erected in the middle of a hay field. So we need to make sure that our rotation accommodates that on our host farm. So 3 years ago, we started the application process. We were selected and formed an executive committee, and we've been working on Farm Technology Days ever since.
What do you normally do as your day job?
Well, my day job is as the University of Wisconsin Extension Agriculture Agent for Walworth County. So this fits rather well.
Okay. And you're uniquely qualified to talk about why Walworth County qualifies as legitimately the center of all Wisconsin agriculture for a three-day period. What are some of the facts and figures with how important agriculture is to this county in southeast Wisconsin?
Well, we have, our host farm is a big dairy farm, at least as far as Walworth County goes. And at this time, we still have about 80 85 dairy farms, as has been said before. They are concentrated for the great deal down in Lynn Township, right in that area. So this would be a logical place, since about a third of the farmers that attend Farm Technology Days are actually dairy farmers. In Walworth County, dairy is second place to grain farming as far as economic impact, and that's why we decided that we would like to include a tour down to Farm City Elevator, where people could see exactly how grain is handled, where it will go on rail cars, into shipping containers that go overseas, and really highlight some of the economic impact of agriculture in Walworth County.
Is it an exaggeration to say that Walworth County takes a significant part in feeding the world, or at least feeding the country?
I think we do our part. For an example, last year, Walworth County had the highest corn yield in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, my goodness. And give us a feel now for what people will see during the 3 days that they come out. What are some of the interesting events? How are things structured when you first arrive at this location in Lynn Township, which is the southern end of Geneva Lake, south of Lake Geneva?
Well, this year's Farm Technology Show is the furthest south it has ever been before, and obviously the first time Walworth County has ever hosted, but we like to think of it as much more than a big machinery show. There's a big emphasis on education, and since almost a third of the people that normally attend Farm Technology Days are not farmers, I think education becomes very important for those people to see the new technology, to see the way food is raised, to see all the care that goes into the animal handling and that sort of thing. I think this is really important. So we have a number of large tents that are solely dedicated to education, and two of the big ones that are showcases for Extension, especially, and Extension partners in the state are the Progress Pavilion and Education Station, which also includes our conservation partners. So if you go in Progress Pavilion, you'll see some of the mainstays of all the farm technology shows. You can go in and see the weed doctors, have experts there, identify the weed problems you have, tell you how to solve them. You can bring your biggest weed in there, and we have a largest weed contest in there. There's also a plant disease doctor, so you could go in there and have your plant diseases identified. UW Extension's Publication Center sets up in there for the 3 days. You can bring your water to be tested at Farm Technology Days. And as well as all the livestock teams will be showing a lot of different things there. There will be cover crop demonstrations set up right in the middle of Tent City where you can go and see what kind of cover crops you should be planting and their rooting depths. The livestock team is going to talk about tractor and trailer safety, implements of husbandry. So there'll be just a lot of things for both farmers and non-farmers in those areas. The Department of Agriculture, Department of Natural Resources, the federal USDA and Natural Resources Conservation Service all have displays there. Invasive Plants Associations, there will just really be a lot to see and learn about when you go into these education tents. Those are the agriculture tents. As was mentioned, we have a huge youth tent, which is basically to do the same thing, expose people to all the different facets of agriculture. Family Living, also a lot of our partners that support agriculture and agricultural families in the county, the state, and nationally, as well as entertainment. Innovation Square, this is the second year for Innovation Square, and I think we will have a very unique Innovation Square. In addition to the newest in technology, which will include unmanned aerial vehicles, robots that go out into the field and do seeding, fertilizing, basically scouting the crop to make sure that we get best use out of our inputs. So there'll be all those sorts of things will be there, as well as showcasing Walworth County. Since we're very close to Lake Geneva or Geneva Lake, we are going to have our own mini Geneva Lake right in the middle of Innovation Square, and our walkway around that will feature some of the unique agricultural history of Walworth County. We think of all those mansions around the lake, but all those mansions were definitely involved in agriculture, so you'll be able to see some of the historic barns recreated around the lake and some of the history that those people were involved with. We know about all the beer barons, but as it turns out, Mr. Stipe from Black Point had a granddaughter who was the first woman to attend the short course in agriculture at UW-Madison. So there's really a lot to learn and see at Farm Technology Days.
I know that some agricultural gatherings love to have a little bit of history present where they have working tractors and such going back to the turn of the century. Will there be anything like that at Farm Technology Days in July?
We have a pretty extensive area that's dedicated to heritage tractors. And right now we've got quite a few tractors that are designated to come to Farm Technology Days, but we're always looking for more machinery that's steam-powered, everything from old farm pickup trucks to the machinery and even horse-drawn machinery that's been used throughout the history of ag in Walworth County. Our commemorative tractor this year is the International Harvester 7288. Only 19 were ever produced because about the time they started production, International Harvester was acquired by Case, and so the 7288 was discontinued. So it's a fairly rare tractor, and I think it'll be a good collector's item to pick up in addition to being the Farm Technology Days commemorative tractor.
Any chance you might get a presidential candidate or two dropping by?
That's entirely possible. Since our show is in July of this year and the election is in 2016, of course all our local politicians and government officials will be invited, but we're expecting that could be a distinct possibility since this is the biggest moving farm show in the Midwest, that candidates that are interested in showcasing their agricultural policy might like to pay us a visit that week.
Is there any kind of generational changing of the guard, Peg, right now, and as far as a new generation of younger farmers is taking over? Do you find you get a mix of farmers that have been in the business for 20 or 30 years coming here to find the latest stuff. And then you get the young ones coming in trying to figure out things like financing and where the markets are.
I think that's definitely the case. Our attendees, if you break it down by the numbers of farmers that are attending, it's going to pretty closely follow the demographics of the average age of our farmers. So that 46 to 55 years old age group is probably the largest number of farmers that come, but we're definitely seeing a lot of the younger farmers, the new generation of farmers coming in, and I think they are definitely interested in the technology to make farming more efficient, to be able to have more family time. Probably more farmers are looking ahead to retirement now than probably ever before, because in past generations, farmers just never retired. I thought it was interesting, and we do a survey every year at Farm Technology Days, and almost 5% of the attendees had attended over 20 Farm Technology Days shows. So we're seeing that the older generation still likes to come and see what's up and coming, but I think that younger generation of farmers is definitely starting to be the ones that are, they're the buyers. They're coming in to actually purchase some of the goods that the exhibitors are here to showcase.
You know, it's kind of overwhelming, Peg, to think that people are coming from all over the state, but indeed you must have some folks, especially from some of the manufacturing concerns, you must have representatives that come from across the country, and indeed, are you hearing of anybody from overseas who might be coming to learn about how American agriculture works so well?
I think in the surveys we have found that we have had some overseas people that come, and some of our exhibitors are actually multinational companies. So some of the people that actually come to be in the agribusiness tents are from different countries. While probably the majority of the people come from within a 100-mile radius, I think what we're seeing is more and more people are coming from further away to come to this show. So I think you get a huge mix of people there. The demographics definitely reflect that. We get everything from old to the young, to Amish farmers, to farmers that are very high tech. So get a lot of different people coming to the show.
What's the final piece of the puzzle that we can help you with? If you were to make an appeal to folks or a certain group, how can they help you get to the finish line with bringing this event to pass in July?
Well, as was mentioned before, we can always use more volunteers. And I think as far as volunteering to be a part of this show, I think it's going to be a great experience in itself. But also, I would just encourage people to come out and visit the show for one or more days, because if you come to the show, I think there's something for everybody. We were charged to make sure that Farm Technology Days appeal to not just farmers anymore, and I think the youth committee has done a great job. They already have over 700 youth that are coming in from outside to visit Farm Technology Days, and that doesn't count the youth that are attending with their families. So I would say volunteer if you have the time and inclination, because I think that'll be a great experience. But otherwise, just come out, visit the show, and have a great time.
Peg Reedy, the Executive Secretary with the UW Extension, University of Wisconsin Extension, thanks for joining us on Community Matters today.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
And Colleen, just a final opportunity for you, looking ahead to the 2016 Farm Technology Days, which will be centered in Walworth County. How do people get in touch with you if they are interested in becoming one of your 1,000 special volunteers to help with this event?
Right. As I mentioned before, we can you can go on to the website, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. The application is on there. It's also on the UW Extension website as well. We have a Facebook page that's kind of a neat thing to get the word out. But also, you can just call me directly, and I can send you an application. And that number is 262
262-741-4223.
Again, that's 262-741-4223. And this has been Community Matters. I'm Jim McClure. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning and wishing you a very good and blessed afternoon.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.